The Perek Beis, we are the Pasuk let's go back a little bit. We are up to Pasuk Pasuk Ches. Okay, we're up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches. Hakoyhanim lo yamru aye Hashem, v'sofse hator lo yaduuni, v'horoyim pashubi, v'hanevim nibu v'bal, v'achwe lo yoilu holoch. We have over here many, many complaints. Hashem over here is lodging a long series of complaints against Klal Yisrael. So the first thing over here is that the Koyhanim did not say, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? The Sof Se'atar, which we see, means the Sanhedrin. The Talmidei Chacham Lo Yidu'uni, they did not know me. I saw one of the Mepharshim explain is that people who were people that were involved in learning, they just viewed their profession, their learning, as a job, a parnasa. They did not take the learning. They did not view the learning being the Tov Se'atar as Yidu'uni, a real experience to come close to Hashem. The Royim are the shepherds. Will see, they are the kings. The shepherds here, according to the leaders, according to the Mitzudot Stav, we'll see in the moment, refers to the kings. They're the shepherds. They have transgressed, they have rebelled against me. The Hanaviim, now we come to the prophets, Nibu Vabal, they were false prophets. They were singular prophets, Nibu Vabal Avodah Zarah. The Acharei Lo Yo'ilu Holoch, when they followed after things which did not provide any benefit. Let's see the Mitzudot Stav. It's very simple. HaKoyhanim Asher Aleihem L'Horos Tarchi Hashem. The Koyhanim, that whose job was to teach. Koyhanim in the time of Chazal, were generally the time of the Nevi'im, were teachers. They did not... As says the pasuk in Malachi, and it was their mission to give over the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did not say Aye Hashem Lo Hishiru Lo'om Loimar. Now according to the Mitzudos, it means they did not instruct the people to say Aye Hashem. So why do you abandon Hashem? So they should have, the ones that should have said Aye Hashem according to the Mitzudos are the people, was the common man, and the one that was meant, the one whose job it is to inspire people to say Aye Hashem, are the Koyhanim. The Sof Sei HaTorah, who is they? Hey Ma Sanhedrin, Asher Aleihem Mishpatei HaTorah, Lo Yidu'uni, Lo Yirotzu, Lo Da'asu, Lo Hakiru, Goydel Remimusi, they did not want to recognize my greatness. Okay, the Horoyim him Malchei Yisrael, Mordubi, the kings rebelled against me, the Hanavim, Nivia Sheker, Misnabim B'Shem Habal, the Achrei Lo Yu'ilu Holochno, who are these people? So it does not really say Holchem Achrei Dvarm Shemochem to Elis, they follow after things have no benefit, Vehem Apasilim Shein Bohem Mamish. I would assume simply that there are five groups in this Pasuk. Koyhanim, Toiv Se'atorah, the Talmidei Chachomim, the Sanhedrin. Then we have the shepherds are the shepherds are the kings, the Nevi'im, and then it would seem the Achrei Lo Yo'ilu Holochu refers to the common man. So it seemed over here that the Navi Yirmi over here is expressing a complaint against five groups in Klal Yisrael. Each one has their unique role, and each one is a abysmal failure in their mission.
He's
only criticizing the competition. He's not criticizing, he's saying the Nevi'im, which should have been Nevi'im, the Nevi'im Sheker. Those Nevi'im that are speaking in the name of the Baal, he's not speaking in, he's speaking in Hashem's name. So it seems referring to the Nevi'im Sheker.
Okay, yeah. The Lashon Hayeh, it's a very strange word to use. Where is,
Well, the Malachim say that. We have that in the Kedusha. The Kedusha is Hayeh Mikoyim Kivoydoi. Even the Malachim have a difficult time grasping, identifying the source of Hashem's Kedusha. Ayyeh Mikoyim Kivoydoi. And what's the answer? Baruch Hashem Mimikoyimai. They don't know the answer. Hashem is Mimikoyimai from his Mokoyim. But Ayyeh, what's wrong with Ayyeh? Ayyeh means where? Where, I mean...
If I ask you, where is God? I mean,
Okay, so in this context, in this context, it doesn't mean what location. It means like we had this yesterday. Pasuk Vav. V'loy omru ayeh Hashem hamalo oisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, that, so we had. How do we explain the David? The mitzvahs of the Pasuk Vav yesterday. V'loy chalju midarkom loyim. They did not do tshuva. That was the whole discussion about yesterday. Doesn't mean afterwards or b'shas ma'isa. They should have recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending you messages constantly. It's just up to a person to be sensitive to pick up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's communication, Hashem's messages. And the more sensitive a person is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates even more with the person. So here it was within their grasp to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize Hashem is speaking to them, and they failed to do so. Okay, I saw one of the Mefarshim, he says something very nice. He says that when, not like Ra'at Mitzugos that we refer, it says Ayeh Hashem, where is Hashem? That it refers to the Kohanim, was their role. It was their role to instruct the common man to ask the question, Ayeh Hashem, to see Hashem. But instead, it refers to the Kohanim themselves, at least the Kohen Gadol, the last 40 years of. Well, this was the Bayis Sheni, so it's not really relevant to this Kufa, but it certainly was true in this Kufa as well, is that in the last 40 years of the Bayis Sheni, when on Yom HaKippurim, when they made the Goral HaHashem came up in the left hand. Chazal say that when they made the Goral, there's Echol LaHashem, Yechol LaZazel. There are two Seirim, one serves LaHashem, one serves LaZazel. And if the Sor LaHashem comes up in the right hand, it's a good simen. If the Sor LaHashem comes up in the left hand, it is a bad simen. So the Kohanim, during the last 40 years of the Bayis Sheni, when they picked up, they made the Goral, and it came up in the left hand, they should have said, Ayeh Hashem. Something is wrong. So here it's, and so if this is true in the time of the Bayis Sheni, certainly it was true during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the years leading up to the Chorban. We don't have a record of this, but we have a right to assume that there were Simonim Mufhakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy. Maybe you will find Mamar Chazal, I'm sure there are Midrashim, which do indicate that there was Simonim Mufhakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and it was the Kohanim, when they did the Avodah, it was for them to recognize that what was coming, and they failed literally to say Ayeh Hashem.
During the Bayis Sheni, last few years, the
red, the wool didn't turn. Yeah.
No, but besides that, the Kohen Gadol himself, the guy that bought the Kohuna Gadol,
he died. He died. Yeah, he didn't last 1 year. He didn't make it out of the Kohen Shakadoshim. Mm-hmm. So they should have recognized that. They could say he wasn't Zoich. This Kohen Gadol wasn't Royal Lekach.
That's why they were, it says Reb Chanina Sagana Kahanim. He was. He always, the Kohen would drop dead, and
he would take over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you could look at it as the Kohanim, see, there's a big fall off in people coming to the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
We always talk about Ayeh is a very powerful word because the minog is that when on Yom Noiram, at least in the Machzor, I don't think people do it today too much anymore in our generation, but in the Machzor, in the article Machzor, they show a big insert that when, and it says there in the little instructions that when the shots, he says the word Ayeh, he should be marech, he should sing a nigun, and then you have a choice. You have a choice of different tefillos. You could be mispalel at that moment in time, Ayeh. So it's interesting, why is it the minhag specifically in the word Ayeh? Ayeh mikoyim kivoidoy, was there today? I told you, it's not so common today, but why was there a minhag to delve into tefillah at this moment in time and be mispalel to Hashem? I always say over you maybe weren't here. I used the story goes told really at least five times, but I don't know if you have heard this. Rav Hutner, when he would interview a Talmud, this is what they say, if he would accept the Talmud into the yeshiva, he would ask him this question. On the Yomim Noiroim, when the Shat sings Ayeh, which one of the three tzvilos are you mispalel? Ruach HaKodesh, Bonim, or Wealth? And that would be an opening for a conversation of what your values in life are. But it's
an interesting mindset. You're talking about that. one of the early stolen rabbis,
yeah,
needed, he didn't have an esrig. He said, whoever gets me an esrig, I am, I'll give him.
Imi b'michitzasi.
Rav Shor said, I give you a choice. The person that got him an
esrig. Either wealth.
I'm giving you a choice.
Yeah.
Either imi b'michitzasi.
Or wealth.
Aisha Muflak. So he says, he took Aisha Muflak, and everybody was surprised.
It's just for me.
It's me.
Just for me.
Ich
Erva, it's a beautiful story. Right? We said it. We said it there.
Because yeah. What do you call it? Reb Chaim Voloshin says, "Adam nivra lahetiv la."
Other people. It's not only about yourself. Beautiful, beautiful story. We said over that story a few times also. Beautiful story. Yeah, Aisha, it's in order to mahana other people. Okay, so therefore, you see, you know, so you reminded me, you make me, Mr. Rappaport, you say something very, very good. Ayeh is obviously is a very powerful word. And the proof is, because of the Nusach HaTzfilah, if it's taka true, that there is a Nusach in the Siddur, where you're supposed to delve into Dvarim Ha'im Din Beruma Shalaylam, Bonim, children, and Ruach HaKodesh, or Oishar, specifically on the word Ayeh Mekoyim Kavodo, it cannot be that it's not a...
Baruch Hu Es Tadu Marishin Ayeka.
It's Ayeka. It's not Ayeh. Ayeka, where are you? Ayeka means where are you? Ayeh means where is Hashem?
Yeah, but the Ayeh...
Where? The question is, where are you holding? Hey, it's a different focus. Where are you? Where is Hashem? Where is you? But in Achanami, you're saying something very good, Mr. Rappaport. Over here, you have over here this very powerful expression. They did not say, Lo Yomu Ayeh Hashem. And back again, it's a repetition. It's a repetition, Pasuk Vav. V'lo Yomru Ayeh Hashem. So there is something to focus on this expression, Ayeh Hashem. Okay, let's see the Rashi, Pasuk Ches, Tov Se HaTorah Sanhedrin. That's exactly what the Mitzudos David said. V'horoyim, the shepherds, Hamalochim. It's again exactly what the Mitzudos David said. Nive Habal, B'Shem Habal. Nive Habal doesn't mean there's any, don't, Rashi says, don't make any mistake. The Baal has no koyach. Don't think they're giving over messages in the name of an Avodah Zarah. It doesn't exist. It means in the name, they're false prophets, they're saying over prophecy in the name of the Baal. Okay, let's see the Targum.
That's a frequent expression.
What? Yeah, of course. So Rashi just wants to point out B'Shem HaBal. Rashi over here just makes that point for whatever reason. Okay, Pasuk Ches in the Targum. Targum says, the Kahanayo lo amaru nitchal min kodom Hashem. So look at that. You see the Targum right away, he gives some bear, Mr. Rappaport. Ayeh means to fear. Nitchal, the Targum does, is very, very, the Targum is very heavily immersed in Yiras Hashem. In fear. You always see the Targum focusing on fearing Hashem. Even though it does not say it in the Pasuk, he always injects that into the Pasuk. And he does that again over here, specifically in reference to Ayeh Hashem, Lo Amaru, they did not say Nitchal Min Kodom Hashem. When you look, where is Hashem, it automatically includes in the degree of Yirah Shamayim. Next. Umalfi Oiraisa, so he's saying over here, the Toiv Seah HaTorah, the teachers, people who grab hold, who take hold of the Torah, the teachers, Loi Alifu, the Rabbanon, that we learn in Rashi and the Mitzvot refers to the Sanhedrin. Targum just says, those who teach the Loi Alifu Lemeida, they did not teach to make known the Chalti, again, my fear. The Talmidei Chachamim, they did not take it upon themselves to teach people Yiras Shamayim. The Yiras Shamayim is a limud. It's a study. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a study. Next, Umal Chayo and the kings. Okay, so he's doing the same thing. That's the Roim, the shepherds. Mirodu, they rebelled. B'memre, in my words. Univie Shikra, he doesn't even bother saying the word Baal. Okay, Nevi Habal is a code just for Nevi Sheker. Misnaban Bishum Ta'avosa, they said over words of prophecy in the name of their mistake. Ubosa Dolo Yehenun.
Could also be a lot of times Avodah Zarah.
Yes, what it means. That's the code word. Always means a mistake means Avodah Zarah. That's a toss. Ubosa Dolo Yehenun Lohon. Azalu, and after those that do not provide benefit, did they follow? Let's see the Radak. Pasik Ches. Hakoyhanim Ayashem. Per Shanu, the Hakoyanim, Shehem Lefne Hashem, Kol Hayoim. We are referring to the Kohanim that devote their entire day to be in the presence of Hashem. Umakrivim karbonos lefonov, and they offer sacrifices, so they spend the entire day in the company of the Shekhinah. They should have said to the people who have lalabal, ayeh Hashem she'tavdu la'uzlo. So where is Hashem? How could it be that you're worshipping idols, you're worshipping something other than Hashem? Ayeh Hashem, how could you, going really back to Pasuk Vav, so the Radak is learning the Pasuk identical to the Metzudos Tavit. The Kohanim did not teach the people, that they should stop with this nonsense of worshipping idols. V'savsei HaTorah, heim ha-chachamim. Notice he does not say the Sanhedrin, he just says the Chachamim. Loim de HaTorah, lo yidu'uni l'shulilamdu HaTorah l'shma, not Yirah Shemayim like the Targum. They did not teach Torah l'shma. Lekayem masha kosa bo el lemde bepev v'leiv. They would just, it would be lip service. Zehu lo yidu'uni ki ha-machshova ha-toivu v'ha-masem ha-toivu lo yidu'uni, they did not know me, ki ha-machshova ha-toivu v'ha-masem ha-toivim hu da'asa lo hu da'atu da'ata. That's the das. The lo yidu'uni, the das is the machshava, is the thought, is the kavana. And lo halimud levad, not the learning alone. In other words, it was lip service. It's lip service. They taught Torah, but they did not practice what they preach. The halachos are for someone else. And I once heard someone give criticism. Yesterday's Gemara. Well, today is Daf Mem, right?
More important. Today is Mem.
Gadol limud gadol ma'isa gadol. Gadol limud shalimud levi levi ma'isa. That's Daf right. Daf Mem. That was yesterday. Gadol limud shalimud levi 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 ma'isa. Anu kulam vim was machlokes, and then the Gemara, the theory of machlokes. The Gemara concludes limud is gadol shalim maybe levi levi ma'isa. So here with lo yiduni means it was lip service. Torah was nothing more than a profession. It was not something which they actually. He writes over here that the machshava hatoiva, the hamasim hatoivim hu da'ata. That's the knowing of Hashem. You can learn the Torah, but the halachos are for someone else. It's not for me. I just look at Torah as an intellectual pursuit. It's interesting. It's a source of income. It's a source of kavod, but it's not something that I practice.
Or it's mental gymnastics.
Mental gymnastics. It's not serious. And therefore, lo halimud levad. Period. Yonis and Teragim, who just learned, Umalfe Araisa, the people who teach Torah, Loi Alifu Lemeida Dachalti, they did not teach people to fear Hashem. Okay, it's a different twist. It's a different twist. It's, the idea means to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Kavana. The Horayim, the shepherds, who are the shepherds that we said before, Hablachim, the kings, Shechem, Roy Ha'am, Kamoy, Shareim, Roy Ma'atsoin, the kings, they're like the shepherds who shepherd sheep, period. Uchetar, Tirgum Yonison, like Yonison explains, Umalcha, Mordu b'memrei, the kings rebelled against my words. The hanavim, hanavim hasheker. Period. Okay, pasuk tes. Ulachayin. Therefore, oy ariv itchem lum Hashem, v'yes b'nei v'neichem ariv. So therefore, Hashem says in punishment for abandoning all these my complaints, we mentioned I'm going to ariv. I'm going to quarrel with you. This is a very interesting expression. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when He punishes us, Hakadosh Baruch Hu views it as engagement, an engagement in a battle. There's a battle going on. And that itself is very interesting because it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't say Hashem abandons us. It doesn't say Hashem punishes us. Hashem quarrels with us, which basically means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants reaction. When you quarrel with someone, it's a connotation. What do you have to say? I want your input. I want there to be some reaction. If you don't want punishment, it's just to throw the guy into the dungeon, lock up the key, and I don't want to know from you anymore. I want abandonment. That's not what the purpose of punishment is. Punishment is to make a person better, is to change the person. So therefore, the expression that the Torah uses is quarreling, because quarreling means if we argue and I fight with you, maybe you'll come around to see my point of view and you will change your mind. You will do tshuva. Yeah.
On the flip side of that is harav es rivenu. He takes our side
of the quarrel. Of the quarrel. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, let's see.
Isn't it a two-way street? I mean, you have the communication is two-way street. I talk, you listen, you respond. Or you sit and do nothing.
So the response is coming around to agree with Hashem. When you quarrel with someone, at some point in time, someone's going to change their mind. Someone's going to see the other side of the other perspective. And that's Oriv. I'm going to quarrel with you. At first, you're not going to appreciate what I'm telling you, but eventually it's going to sink in my words, and you will do tshuva. Oriv. Yeah, the punishment is a Hashem's way of speaking to us. That's the fighting. Likewise, here we find over here that the punishment goes on for generations. Paiked avoin avos albanim v'al bnei vanim al shileishin v'al ribeim. Here it says bnei v'nech riv. It's going to go down to the next generation. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk tes. Olchein oid ariv etchem b'levad mashay chachti es avoseichem al risham. In addition to the mussar I've given your forefathers for the wickedness, hinei oid ariv etchem. I'm going to fight with you. V'yadati shagam es bnei b'nechem ariv ki ashma zos telach me'avos l'banim dor achar dor v'kulam ruim otechachol. They're all worthy of punishment and fighting. Notice a total of four generations, the Mitzvah says, which fits perfectly into what it says in the Pasuk. It says, Poked Avoin Ovois, Albanim, Albanei Banim, Al-Shleshin V'Al-Ribeim. Four generations. So here, it says over here, you, and your grandchildren, Bnei V'Nechem. And the Mitzvah says, and that's in addition to your fathers. So it's a grand total of four generations.
So this is not a conditional statement. Hashem is predicting already.
Hashem is...
What's going to happen?
Well, we have a ruling that a Nevuah L'Raah can change. When Hashem says something bad will happen, it can be annulled. But something good cannot be annulled. So in a chanami, Hashem is saying something horrible is going to happen. Let's see, pasuk Rashi, short Rashi, oid ariv, terem avi aleichem ra'ah esvakach imachem. So Rashi adds something, esvakach imachem oid al yidei nidiyi. So here Rashi is putting a positive twist into this pasuk. Ariv means it comes before the punishment. I'm not yet, a whole new interpretation, I'm not yet going to bring the korban upon you. I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to send messengers. Messengers who are going to give over harsh words of Musar. Terem avi aleichem ra'ah esvakeach imachem od mor al yidei nevi'ei to my prophets. The alpi af alpi sharafti imachem kvar yamim rab. Even though in the past I've already been quarreling with you, I've been sent the prophets from Yeshaya. Yeshaya goes back, I think, 200 years before this. I've already been sending you messengers, but I'm going to continue this for another short period. Okay, let's go further. Let's see the Targum pasuk tes. Lechein therefore. So he translates the word "oriv" means to punish. Okay, you see how everyone is different. Everyone has a different twist. Either it means Mitsudos doesn't really. He just says he does. He says Musar. I'm going to. Marie Teichacha. Okay, the Mitsudos also says it means Teichacha. Rashi says. The Nevi'im is Teichacha, but the Targum says, L'ispiro'o minchon, I'm going to punish you. Omar Hashem, U'min b'nei b'neichon, de'im yabdun ki oivo deichon. Now here he says the following rule. It's not fair. It's not fair to punish children for the sins of their fathers. So the Targum inserts the famous Gemara, the only time Hashem punishes children for the sins of their father is if oichzin ma'aseh yideihem. If they continue to follow in the evil ways of their fair parents, then they will be punished. Dim yavdun ki oivo deichon ano asid le'ispiram, are going to punish them. Okay, pasuk yud. Ki ivu, now, Hashem over here, Yirmiyah, is now giving over here some very powerful examples. He's telling you, go look at the look how foolish you are, Jewish people. Ki pasuk ki ivu iye chitiyim. I want you to go and travel out. I want you to go on a vacation. Get on a plane and go and travel through the islands of the Chitiyim. The Chitiyim is normally associated with Rome, with Edom, which is interesting because this is not the Tekufa of Edom. We're holding now the Tekufa of Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel Nebuchadnezzar. But the Chitiyim, some of the commentators interpret the Chitiyim as really as the ancestors. No,
you know? No, they're in Noah. They come from Yavon.
Yavon, the Kittim?
And usually the islands of Kittim are the Greek islands. Maybe Cyprus, maybe Crete.
Okay, whatever they are. I saw written up, I think this was in the article, the Hittim in ancient times was like the ancestors of the Edomim, of the Romans.
A lot of times the Gemara uses the expression for Rome, Italia shall Yavon.
Italia shall Yavon. So Yavon, Greece. Okay, so then in the Hanan.
They were the people that carried on.
Okay. So go check out the islands of the Chittim, Uru, and see the Kedar. Kedar is Araf. Kedar is nomads. Kedar means people which really come from Yishmael, descendants of Yishmael. Yeah. And that's what I think, it's a medrash. The Chittim are the descendants of Esav, and the Kedarim are the descendants of Yishmael. Nomads. The Kedar, Shilchu sent forth messengers, v'hisboinenu me'od. Hashem says, study their culture very well. Study their culture very well, Uru, Hain, and see, Hein Hoysa Kizos, and see, and after you study what they do, then go look at yourself. You have to add a lot of words to this pasuk. After you study their culture, then give a hard look at yourself and see, is there any equivalent to your behavior? You'll study their behavior, and you'll notice that they'll notice what they do, and then analyze your behavior and say to yourself, is there any other nation that is so foolish like us that does this, that behaves in such an awkward manner as us? All the other nations don't, even though they're evil, they're wicked, and they're foolish, don't come to the foolishness and the wickedness of Klal Yisrael. That's what it says. Shocking thing. Pasuk Yud in the Metzudas David. Pasuk Yehi. The islands of the Kittim, Mishpat min Hagam. Look at their culture. Look at their ideology. The Kedar Shulchu, send messengers to Kedar. Shulchu Malachim, messengers. The Kedar, who are Bnei Kedar? Hein Bnei Arav, the people of Arabia. Asher Hein Bipas HaMizrach, they are on the eastern peninsula.
It's a big expert in Israel on the Arabs.
Yeah.
Professor Kedar.
Okay, fascinating. Kishmoy Kahu. Vihisbaininu me'oit. Understand, Bina is Maven Davar Mitoich Davar. Chikru Me'od Bitfuna Yisera. Investigate thoroughly their way of life. Uru Heinoi Sakazos. Now, he explains, Uru Ma'asei. Ha'akum, ha'heim, v'chi be'emes, ha'isa, is it really true, b'neyem kito'eva ha'zos, and see if they behave like you, see among them, and analyze, kazos, if they do what you do, and you will see that they don't do what you do. In other words, no one is as bad as you, the Jewish people. No one behaves in such a horrible way like the Jewish people. The higher you go, the lower you fall. Let's see the Rashi first. We'll come to that. Let's see the Rashi first. Pasuk Yud Iye Kittim, Iye Kittim. Iye is our expert here. Amichol is our expert Rashi. Amichol, what does it mean? Our French, old French expert in house. Iye.
I think it's like island.
It means not. We know it means an island, but these are old French words. Remichol has some knowledge of old French.
Isles.
Okay, the isles. Belas.
Yes.
The Kedar Shilchu. The Kedar Shilchu Leros Min Hagam sent forth messengers to see their culture. This bainu me'od v'simu lev l'stakel b'davar yafet, to understand very well, v'hein k'mo im. Hein over here means im. Hein, the pasuk includes hein hoysa kazos, means im. If you replace the word hein with the word im, we would be more comfortable translating the expression. Hein is k'mo im. Im heimer goy. Now he really mayhem. It's leading into the next pasuk. Okay, so in other words, Rashi is telling us Rashi does this very often. Rashi likes to stitch together psukim, and therefore. Kamo im heimir goy mehem es Elohav. Do you ever find another nation that has exchanged their god, their avodah zara, for another avodah zara? V'yafal pi, even though shehemo loy Elohim, they know. We all know that it's nonsense, but yet they're loyal. Loyal. There's something to loyalty. Klal Yisrael, what they're lacking in is loyalty. That's the problem. That's a merdik musar. What they're lacking is loyalty. V'ami heimer es kivodo, they have exchanged their honor, kivodo, asher bo hoye nichbod, like in whom they had honor. Period. The chitayim, the kad. Now he says something very beautiful. Midrashim. The chitayim, the kad royim, the kedor royim. These two nations, yoshvei oholim v'royim mikne. So he's saying that both, even the chitayim, they are people who live in tents and they are shepherds. The noisim b'cholchim and they travel. They're nomads. The metaltlim minire lemire and they travel from one pasture field to another area of pasture, umi midbar limidbar, from desert to desert, v'noisimes oholehem imohem, and they take their tents with them, l'mokam
their gods.
I'm sorry, l'mokam shachayim sham, they take their gods with them from place to place, v'ani, so look, they have to carry their gods. Look at Rashi, beautiful medrash Rashi is saying, is these nomads, they carry their gods with them from place to place. They're on the move, and their idols are being taken with them. But you, the Jewish people, I take you. I'm in one place. I carry you from place to place. V'ani nososi eschem ad asher kovati eschem v'hinachtem oisi v'hinachtem oisi. You abandoned me. Kach tirgim yoinasan. That's how yoinasan. We didn't read it yet. We'll explain. So in other words, look at the difference. This is the way Rashi interprets the mashal. Look at the difference. The umos ha'olam, the kitiyim, the kedoroyim. They travel and they take their gods with them. I Hashem, I carry you. I am stationary and I carry you. And yet, look what you have done to me. You have abandoned me. Period. Kach tirgim yoinasan. Yoinasan also says exactly the same thing. We'll see in a few moments. And there Rashi quotes one more medrash. Rabbi Say. The Kitayim worship water. The Kedor Royim Oivdim Laish. They worship fire. The Afalp, even though they know Shahamayim Mechabinus Oish, even though they know that water is extinguished by fire. Water extinguishes fire. So therefore, the Kedoroyim should be aware that it's foolish for them to worship fire when their neighbors, the Kitayim, their God is more powerful than their God because there are water and water extinguishes fires. Lo hinichu es Elohehem, did not abandon their God. So this is most powerful Musar, is loyalty. The message is loyalty. Where is your loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Even though things may not go the way you expect, even though there is Hester Panim, the Umos Ha'olam have loyalty. What happened to you, my people? Where is your loyalty? Okay, let's take a look here at the Targum. Targum Pasuk Yud writes, Arei Avaru, I want you to travel. Linagvas kitoe. I'm assuming over here, Nagvas means the islands. I didn't look it up, but I'm assuming it means the islands of the Kitoye. Vechazo and Tzi, ulimedinas arovoe. To the Medina of the arovoe, shulchu. Arabia, shulchu, send forth messengers. The istakolu lachado. And look very carefully. L'chadot means with intensity. V'chazo and see. Amamaya diglan mikrach leklach. And look at the nations that travel from. This is exactly what the Tar Rashi explained in detail. And over here, you're just saying that these nations, these two nations, they are on the move. They're always traveling from place to place. Diglan, they go in exile. Mikrach leklach umimedina lemedina. Not lon yos, and when they travel, they take with them yas ta'avashon, their idols, umoivlin lohoin imhon, and they carry it with them to their new location, uvasar dinun shiron parsin yosh mashkinehon, and when they stop, they spread out their tents, umikaimin yos ta'avashon, and they erect their idols. Their idols came in pieces in order that it should be easy to reassemble. And when they encamp, they reassemble their idols. This sogdin lahon, they bow down to them. Eda he lahon.
Assembly required.
Eda hi uma, v'lishan. Eda means where. Eda hi is where is there an uma v'lishan the of that kivaschon base Yisrael? Where then is a nation that behaves like you, who abandons, basically, which means who abandons their God? If even these foolish, these nations, they take with them their idols from place to place. They're loyal to their idols, that they're willing to schlep them from place to place and reassemble them and bow down to them. You who don't take your idols with you, Hashem carries you from place to place. How can it be that you have abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You lack loyalty. Is there such a nation that acts foolishly like you, Klal Yisrael? Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak here. Radak pasuk yud. Pasuk ki ivru. Hashem is giving us instruction. I want you to pass through the Kitiyim, to the islands of the Kitiyim. Molei b'shtei yudin. Okay, so first Kedarkoi. The Radak is a grammarian par excellence, and he always likes to go and delve into the grammar. There are two yuds in the word kitiyim. Perishu Rabbah says, "Zorn levrochi lefich zochar zochar elu." Period. Fine. Now, Perishu Rabbah says, "Zorn levrochi." Why do we focus specifically on these two nations, Kedar and Kitiyim? Ki lefich zochar elu umos ki hakedarim oivdim leish. This is what Rashi quoted. The Kedarim, they worship fire. The Akitiyim and the Kitiyim oivdim lemayim. The Afal pish shayodim oivdei hoish ki amayim mechabim hoish afal pichein enam mimirim elo 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 husom. They do not exchange their idol. They remain loyal. Period. The Yonasam Tirgim. What?
Don't confuse me with the facts.
Okay. The Yoinus game. Now you go that, so he's reverse of Rashi. First he tells you the second shot, and now he goes back to the first shot. The Yoinus Samtir game. What over here is the measure of Yirmiyah? That you, Hashem, be carrying. Kia Akein Are Ovdu Li Nagvus Katoe. I want you to pass into the islands of the Katoe. The Chazu Limedinas Arabia, the Goimer, Kiba Amud. The herichu al zeh haposuk, as explained above. Okay, I told you I don't know what that word. We had it so many times, right? I tried to look at kibbe amod. I looked it up in the dictionary. It doesn't explain what it means. It just says like a pill. It doesn't say the words that it translates. Doesn't fit into the context of how it's being used over here. It just means like it's been explained above.
Is that what it means? Not a pillar.
A pillar? What does a pillar have to do with?
It doesn't move. They are unmoved.
What's unmoved?
The ideology.
No. This is an expression that Radak always concludes with. He says, like, okay. Look what it says in Targum Yonasan. Like it's been, I think it means like it's like I explained before, or like he explains, or like someone explains. I don't know. I'm not sure what it means. V'herichu al zeh haposik, and he elaborates the pasik with this theme, as we said already twice. The theme that the umos olam, they carry with them their idols, and they reassemble them, they bow down, and you, it's just the opposite. Hashem carries you in the midbar, and yet you have abandoned Hashem. Is there any such nation in the world that has acted like you? Next, hein hoisa kazos b'derech she'ela. This is a rhetorical question. Lo sheyia kein b'derech im kmo shekosev Rabbeinu Yona. Not sheyia kein. Wait, b'derech she'ela. Lo sheyia kein b'derech im kmo shekosev Rabbeinu Yona. Avol hein kimashmo. Kamosha Kosav, I'm sorry. B'derech shel lo sheyia kein. Okay, I don't know what this means. B'derech im. The word hein should be substituted for the word im. Kamosha Kosav Rabbeinu Yona. Avol hein kimashmo. No, the other way around. L'kai
madov, k'dai madov. Maybe he's, what he's saying is that hein should not be understood as
if. Loi sheyia kein b'derech im kemosha kosev Rabbeinu Yoina aval hein kimashmo. I think what he's doing is rejecting what Rashi says. Rashi says that substitute the word hein with the word im. Im hoisa kozos, right? Im ha'isu, he's saying, no, don't do that. Keep the word hein literally. Hein means hein so ha'isu kozos, so was kozos. This is the way it is.
This is what happened.
This is what is.
This is what you did.
This is what you did. Let's see, let's see.
Isn't hein usually hine?
Hain is hine. Well, that's if hain would be im. If you would substitute hain with im, then it would be the same as hine. I think he's just coming to reject Rashi. Rashi says hain should be substituted with the word im. Im hoisak. Then that would be a rhetorical question. Im hoisak zos. He seems to be saying b'derech she'ela. Now, derech she'ela means, it can mean it's a borrowed expression. Or it can mean...
Is putting a question mark at the end of the...
B'derech she'ela, that's what I thought it meant. But then he writes, lo she'ye kain. Hein hoisa.
No, hein hoisa, this is what happened. He said, no.
So what does it mean? What does it mean over here, b'derech she'ela? B'derech she'ela, lo she'ye...
No, he says, hein hoisa kazois is a rhetorical question.
B'derech she'ela.
It's not, hein hoisa kazois, this is what happened.
Okay, so let me read the next words. Hein hoisa kazois, b'derech she'ela, it's a rhetorical question. Next. Lo she'ye kain...
B'derech im, if it was this.
K'moy she'kosev Rabbeinu Yoina. I think aval hein, the word hein is... Aval hein kimashmoy... Kimashmoy lekayim hadavar bichavero v'yava inyan hasheila b'loy hey hasheila v'loy im kmo ato zebni v'hadem lo. I don't know what it means. Okay,
it's not this is what you're doing. Has it ever been done so?
It's a rhetorical question.
Rabbeinu Yaina is saying,
we've never been a Yaina here.
I think what he's saying is Rabbeinu Yaina is saying, this is what happened. So he says, no.
It's a statement. Not like Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina wants to say, hein hoisa kazos, this is what happened. I reject that. I want you to instead substitute the word hein with the word im, and that turns this expression into a rhetorical statement.
Yeah.
Hein hoisa kazos, which basically means im. Im hoisa kazos. Yeah. Was there such a thing like this, a nation that did act so foolishly like the Jewish people? But it would appear that according to Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, do not interpret the word hein as if there is, it's the word im, that would mean that it's not a rhetorical question statement, it is a statement. This is a statement.
Hein,
this is what you did. Let's get the record straight. This is what you did. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk over now he explains. Hahemir goy Elohim. Did it ever happen? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hahemir goy Elohim. Did it ever happen that a goy nation exchanged Elohim, exchanged their God? Did it ever happen that a nation who has a God, did it ever happen that they abandoned their God? And we know that the truth is, it's not a God. This thing that they worship is Vehemo lo Elohim, it's not a God. But V'ani, but my nation, Hemer Kevoidoi below Yoil, they exchanged their God, who is the real God, for something which is of no substance, of no benefit whatsoever. Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzvot Stavit. Hahemir Vechi, it's a question. Goy mehem hechlif Eloha be'acher Vehemo v'af. Even though kigam Elohim lo Elohim hema, it's nothing. Im kol zen, nevertheless, kevin tishach ziku b'chem. Since already they become their minog, they've already accepted it. Lo hechalifum b'ami avol. You got to add that word to the pasuk avobad. Ami my nation hechlif kavodo kavod amokim be'oy ba'akum davar she'en bo toeles. Rashi pasuk yidab lo yoil ba'akum she'en bo toeles, no benefit. Targum pasuk yidalof ha amamaya, the nation. So they did not abandon the worship of their idols, but you, my Jewish people, ta'avon, idols, the less they are ta'avon, the less mutzarchat, the idols which have no benefit, but the ami, but my nation, shivaku, they abandon pulchani, my service, di bidilei. With theirs, they worshipped with theirs. Ano my sialehon yikara I brought upon them. Now, is this something is getting into the pasuk?
I brought them
good. And they brought upon themselves something which is no benefit. Something which has no benefit. I brought them something which is good, and they went and they took upon themselves something which has no benefit. Ardak, pasuk yud aleph, hahemir, cost of Cain biyud. It says here there is a yud hahemir. So he's asking, why is there a yud after the tsere? Cain cost of biyud bein hahei and vehamem. The nichtav Cain lachavi b'mila beis in yonim. And the reason why there is a yud is the Torah to express two themes. Inyan number one is hachalfa, exchange. Hachalaf, exchange. Kamo, v'im homer yomir. In the sugi of it is a tamura. It's an entire mesachta. You're not allowed to exchange one carbon, one animal for another animal. Do not abandon your faith. V'im homer yomir. Manche, okay, what does that mean? Manche,
I think this is a, what do you call it?
Digduk.
A digduk, yeah. Point.
Okay, what's a digduk?
That kind of thing.
Min, the second expression here is min uvichvoidam tismaru
tatimru
manche apei. Fu inyan gidoil, the inyan gidoil, inyan gidoil. Okay, rotzuloimar, im hichlev goy elohov. Did it ever happen that a nation abandoned its God? The im higdil eloha goy acher. Did they elevate another, a god of another nation? Did it ever happen that a nation would abandon their god for in exchange for the god of another nation, of a greater god nation? They're all nonsense. Every nation, they cleave to their avodah zarah. But you, my nation...
I have a problem with that. To say that each of the kings were faithful, so steadfast in their faith. If one kingdom conquered another,
yeah,
they had to.
So that kingdom doesn't exist anymore.
Because your god's a loser.
Okay, that's only in the situation where they've been conquered. But what happens if they're not conquered? In the situation,
they know that they're,
as long as they're not conquered, they remain faithful.
That's what they were done, guy.
As long as they're not conquered, they remain faithful. Okay, let's step past it. Shomu, yeah. Okay, that's today. Today there's no religion altogether. Europe has become an atheist nation, an atheist country. There's no religion there. There's no religious. It's completely secular today.
That's why they're being swallowed up.
Years ago, but talking about the time of the Nadim, he's telling us as a fact that nations, until they were conquered, okay, maybe when they were conquered, then you're right, it's a different story.
They were forced to give it up.
But until they were conquered, they were faithful to their avodah zarah, even though it was nonsense. And Klal Yisrael, no one was bothering them before they had autonomy until the Korban of the Bayis Rishon, and yet all of the kings are influencing Klal Yisrael to worship idols. Okay, now let's see. Pasuk Yud Beis is a very harsh pasuk, and because of this terrible thing that's taking place, Shomu Shamayim Al Zos. Number one, Shomu means destruction. The heavens will be destroyed for this sin. Number two, Visaru. There will be great storms. Number three, Charvu me'od, there will be great destruction. Nu'um Hashem, three different levels of destruction, which means the heavens are going to be destroyed, the environment, the air, that's the storm, and the earth. Okay, all the way from top down, the entire world will come to an end because of this terrible, terrible sin. Three terrible things are going to happen. The heavens, the space station is not going to be functional, and then the winds, the environment, the ozone layer is going to leak with all the gases, is going to be global warming, and the earth is going to be destroyed. Three different terrible things. What is it over here in Rashi? Rashi says, Shomu, what? Let's see. Shomu Shemaim Loshon Timahon, astonishment. Kemo Hishtoimimu, astonishment. Vuhu Loshon Tzivui. It's a command. Shomu, Hashem is giving a command. Shomu Shemaim Alzos. According to Rashi, it's not like the word, not like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says Shomu means destruction. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, Hashem is saying,
wonder.
Hashem is saying that the Shemayim should be astonished at the behavior of the Jewish people. Hashem is giving a command. Shomu Shemayim al Zos. Shemayim, all the Malachim, you should be astonished. Look what's going on. Look at the terrible, what's going on over down there in this world, what these people are doing. Loshon Timohon, Kimo, Hishtoimimu, Vuloshon Tzivui. Hashem is commanding the heavens, you should be astonished. Kamo im ko yomru eleinu doimu. If so, they say to us, you shall be still. Okay, that's another example there where it's a command. Domo means be still to tzivu. Be still in regard to what is taking place. This saru. Now here he agrees. This saru loshon saar. There will be a storm. A storm. So the samach interchange the sin with the samach. Chorvu meod. The two words go together. Chorvu meod kilu atem necharavim al beis hamikdash she'asim lichorev.
It's talking about the beis hamikdash.
It's as if. Ki'ilu atem necheravim, you'll be destroyed.
And he's saying this is a
period. Period. Put a period there. And what does it mean? Al beis hamigdash. This is in reference to beis hamigdash she'asil licharev. There's going to be a great korban. A great korban is going to be the korban mode is going to be the destruction of the beis hamigdash. Targum pasuk yud aleph. To your base, or your base, is abolu shemaya, a new interpretation, avelos. Okay, it's not destruction. It's not tzivu. You should be astonished. It's abolu shemaya al kidein. They should go into mourning. Al ara di Yisrael, due to the prediction that the land of Yisrael, the asida lemecherav, it's going to be destroyed. The al base makdeshod asid leitzdado, it's going to be also. An expression of obliterated, the al de ovodin bishin because of this evil deeds, avadu amil lechado because of the evil the sins that they do. Amar Hashem, that doesn't say in the pasuk, doesn't say over here because of the evil deeds, but it's I guess it's self assumed, self understood from the pasuk because of the evil deeds that are done collectively by the Jewish people. That's why they should now enter into a state of mourning. Let's see, radak pasuk gibes radak shomu kolema. Shomu, so that's the interpretation of the Targum. Targum, other places there must be. Shomu is an expression of Avelos.
Well, maybe because Shemayim can't. How could it be
destroyed
in the same way? Like,
okay, I don't know
to the same extent. So he's looking for a way that the reaction in heaven would be.
Okay.
I remember the Panovich Rav used to use the expression Shomu Shemayim astonishment.
Yeah.
He used to use
astonishment. Okay.
Astonishment.
And Saru means the land. The land will become a stormy lady. Shomu Shemayim is Avelos. The Saru is a storm, and that refers to the Churban according to the Targum of Eretz Yisrael. Chorvu Me'od is the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Nu'um Hashem, and all this is due to the sins of Klal Yisrael. Radak, Pasuk Yud Beis, Shomu, Kiloimar, Ro'uy Ho'olam Shiye Chorav, Alzos. Harosh Shomu Inyan Shemama, he's learning it like the Mitsudos David. Saru Inyan Sara, storm. Harvu Inyan Churban. The Haches Nikres Bekamatz, the Ches is Chatov Kamatz. The Tzivui, and this is a command, Min Hakal. Okay, we have to learn some more dictative to really understand the depth of these words. Min Hakal, period. The Hamasaris Salav, and there is a Mesek. Okay, there is a no, there is no Mesek. There Hamasaris, Hamasaris Salav. Love less.
Like
the Masoris of less chatov. The Masoris says there is no chatov. The Chos of Rabbeinu Yoina ki yesh anoshim shehem karim also chorvu kumo chorvu pnei ha'adama v'hoyim.
They dried up.
To dry it up, so they have a different. Then if you're going, if you.
That's the kal. The kal is the.
The kal is a kamat.
Something happened, right? As opposed to the tzivui form, karvu.
Charvu, so charvu is a command. The cost of Rabbeinu Yonah Kiyesh Anoshim Shoyu Karmo is so charvu kimo charvu pnei ho'adama, which means to draw you up. Ahoyu mefarshim also gamkin tzivui avol min hadogesh. But then it's going to be kimo parku And Nozmu has Parnizmi Hazav, it's a command. The Heshiv Hu Alehem Mibne Hamasar, and he said to them, Rabbeinu Yonis is making a mistake. Because if that was correct, it should not be a Chotaf Komatz. Look at the Lechess. On the Lechess, there are two dots next to the Komatz. Which means it's a weak. It's a weak Komatz. A weak Komatz, according to his rules, means Chorvu Me'od. It means destruction. According to the rules of grammar, I don't know these things, grammar structure. If you want it to be, it's a statement. But if it's a command, a command always has a more forceful expression. If it's a command, then it should be with a komatz without the two dots. Charvum od, it's a command. A command. So therefore he's saying, since our tradition, the Masorah tells us that next to the komatz are two dots, which means that it's a komatz koton, it's a weak type, it cannot possibly mean a command, it has to mean it's a statement, it means it's a revelation of what will happen. The od hamasorah al-ra, another proof is Hamasara al Orochavu Pneho Adama Shnayim Uva Psik Uva Pasuk. Okay, I don't know what that means. That's another word he's trying to bring a riot to. It's a similar expression, and there, follow those rules, you'll understand what this word means. I don't know. Let's leave with that. The Yoinasam Tir, again, Apostle Cain is Abalu. He narrates quotes Rabbi. He calls Targum is Abalu Shemaya Al Kedain, Alar the Yeshov, the Asidu Lemechav, Kiba Amud. As what it says there, as what it says in the Targum, it means Avelus, Churban of Eretz Yisrael, Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, next Pasuk. Pasuk Yutes. Now this is a very famous Pasuk. Kishtayim Ro'os Osa Ani. Okay, so here the Pasuk goes on, this is something which is quoted by Chazal. They have done two sins. Number one is Osi Ozvu, they have abandoned me, Mekor Mayim Chayim. They have abandoned me, who is the source of a spring of water. Lachtsoiv Lohem, to dig for them, boirois, pits nishbarim, which we'll see means pits that are not able, which have walls are cracked. Asher lo yochilu hamoim, which cannot contain the water. Okay, there's a lot going on in this pasuk. Let's see the mitzvah of it slowly. Number shnayim ro. So what's lema? Ro kifulo v'techoshev l'shtayim. They've done a double evil, which is going to be considered two. Now what is this name? Mekor mayim chayim. I am the source of living water. Hashani kimayon hanaveya mayim chayim. I am a fountain that flows with mayim chayim. Ratzolem mashpil lohem toivos b'choleis. Continuous. I continuously bestow upon them bracha. Lachtsoiv leman, lachtsoiv latzman, boros rabos, nishbaros, koislehem, walls, asher lo yachziku es hamayim, asher nosnu bohem, that cannot contain the water that's put in these pits. So in other words, what's the double evil? Until now, they had natural spring of water. They did not have to fill up the water, fill up these pits with an outside water. It was natural. Not only have they abandoned, they've abandoned this, they've selected another type of pit, which you have to bring your own water. The pits do not, that's the avla number one. Avla number two is the pits themselves are corrupt. The pits themselves are fundamentally flawed. They're cracked and cannot contain what's inside of it. So you've done two things. You had until now the ultimate blessing. You had a natural source of water. Number two, the container that held this water was secure, was strong, was full of strength. By abandoning, what you've done is you've abandoned the natural source of water. That's number one. And number two, the container that you're going to do to hold the water is flawed. Rotzolaymar. You're worshipping the heavens, which is mekabel the hashpa min hashamayim. In other words, that's number one. This is the imagery of the mitzvah. It's very, very important. He really explains it, really the nail on the head. He really explains exactly what this means over here. By worshipping idols, you're worshipping the sun, the moon, the stars. These are things that do not have their own koyach. Their own source. Their source comes from somewhere else. That's number one. The af ein biyadam lahachzik. Number two, they are like their cracks. They're as said before. As I explained, a person who exchanged davar b'davar hashavelo, at least if you'd exchange something for something, even if you would exchange something for something equal, then that's also considered to be unfaithful. You're not loyal. Certainly when you abandon something, something that's even worse. Okay, so this is the interpretation of the Mitzudos David. He compares it to the sun, the moon, the mazalois. They are called in this pasuk the boirois, boirois nishvarim. They're called boirois, and can contrast to a makor mayim chayim. Hashem is makor mayim chayim, whereas the sun, the moon, the mazalos, they have no koyach on their own. They only get their koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two, they can't even makabel the hashpa. They're subject to change. They're nishborim relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the makor mayim chayim. Rashi pasuk yud gimel. Shtayim ra'os im hamayim yirasam im himiru yirasam b'chayotzei ba. If they would have exchanged their fear, their avodah zarah b'chayotzei ba, yesh kan ra achas. That would only be one ra. V'yachshav she'oisi ozvu shani mekor mayim chayim lelechas acharei ho'akum. Something which is inferior. Shehem kiboyroi shel mayim mechunosim v'nishborim v'nistokim, that are cracked. V'meimehem nivloim b'sad kehem. And the water gets spills, it gets absorbed in the cracks. Harei shtayim ra'os. Similar to what the Mitzvah says, the double sin is, if you would have exchanged me for something equal to me, that would have been evil number one. But now that you've exchanged me for something that's weaker than me, that doesn't exist, that's evil number two. Lachtsoid means lachbar, which means to dig. Ashelo yachilu. Okay, Rabbi Michal, what does that word mean? What?
Chandra means to hold.
To hold. Es memehem shamayim mis mit. Shot shin esif mitashim esif or some, it rubs out. The water causes erosion. The water that rubs against the walls of the pit, it causes it to erode. The tip and the wall, the hemoph, and they collapse. Targum pasuk yud gimel. Arei sartain bishin avadu ami. You have done two sins. Pulchani shivaku. You have abandoned my service. D. Bidilei for someone else.
No. Bidilei and Maisalai.
Bidilei.
Through by worship.
Bidilei and.
Brought them.
I would have brought upon them water, you honor, like a spring of water. That does not come to an end.
Unending water.
Unending water. But you tavasa the idols, the inun lahon, which are to them kiguvin. To the rin, like pits that are broken, the lo yachlin lekar yama mayo, they cannot hold the water. Okay, so he's not really eating very much more than we already learned in the Rashi and the Mitzudos. Let's conclude with the Radak. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kishtaim himshel atoy v'hamashpil yishol ba'odam machzikim b'tayrasa l'makor mayim chayim. Shenaviyah mayim b'loy hefsek. That when Klal Yishol was serving on the Shparuch Hu, it was compared to a spring of water that it's unending. Kain hayisi lohem ani, that's what I was to them. Va'azavuni, and they've abandoned me. La'avod elohos shehem lohem kemoi be'eros nishvar, my broken pits. Be'eros, heim chaditzim asuyim bebinyan dizon. Now what is a be'eros? These are pits that are done through construction. Le'asoif le'saicham mei motor, which are used to collect rainwater. Ve'im heim nishbarim, but if there are cracks in the walls, yatsu mehem, the leaves, kemoshi kansu mehem, as it goes in. People who hope in these pits, they're going to be disappointed. If you have confidence in a pit that has a crack in its wall, you're going to be very disappointed because all of your water is going to disappear. Hashem is good to those who have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For who nimshol l'makor mayim chayim, Hashem is compared to mayim chayim. L'shnei panim l'toiva, for two good things. Achas, number one, shelo yovoy loy hamayim, you don't need to bring water mimakoyim acher. Number one, you don't need to schlep water from another source. Ela mimakoyim hainoivim, the water comes, the water is natural. The oy number two, shein lochem hefsek kain, Cain, it does not come to an end.
No, Cain, Toiv, Kel,
since there is no end, so will be those people who have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki HaToiv Yavolachem Mi'ito, the good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hu Lo Yikablenu Mi'acher, and he does not need, they does not come from someone else. V'toivoy Gam Cain Ein Lo'yhefsik, and the goodness has no, is unending, it's eternal. V'chein Him Shul HaToiv Shem Yachlum Yisrael Me'en, the good, Shem Yachlum Yisrael Me'elohus V'ha'umehu'umos, O'ivdim O'yisau, and now we're comparing the faith that the Jewish people had in the gods and in the nations. Now here he's saying something new. Here the Radak is giving a new interpretation and saying over here, who is their faith? He's not interpreting, not, it's not only gods, but it's also, this is a very important theme that's going to come out, we're going to have now a lot coming up now soon, this idea is they put their faith in Mitzrayim. They put their faith when Nebuchadnezzar was beginning to lay siege to Yerushalayim, and when things were not going so well, so instead of turning to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they formed alliances with other nations. So forget about idols. They put their confidence that Mitzrayim and Ashur, they're going to come to our rescue. And that's the Be'eros Nechtzavim, the pits. The pits are not just idols. The pits are Egypt and Ashur. They are the broken pits. They can't do nothing for you. And they, in fact, they will betray you.
Israel should know not to depend on
Obama. Because when we study Sefer Melachim, we discover is that they put their confidence in these two nations, Kimo HaBe'eros, they are the ones we are comparing to, the Be'eros HaNishbarim, Ki Afilu Yushlemim, even if these pits would be complete, there would be no cracks. Yesh Lohem Hefsik, there is an end, there's only that much the pit can do for you. When the water runs out, there's no more water. Kishayichlu HaMayim HaMuchunasim, Ki Mimokim Acher Yovo Lohem HaMayim HaMuchunasim Lohme Atzman, the water is limited. Cain so to akoich shayil azrehem hayilohem meach hahubolohem meachar ki amelach lo yasa davar ella beezer tziv oisav. So the help that a foreign nation can provide is limited to his army. Gam cain im loy beezer elo gam cain lo beezer lo kim kamoshen emar ein hamelach no shabrov chayil. And it's not, it was not through the Ezra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im heim boitchem she'elohem ya'azrum hinei heim kamo be'eros nishvarim shloyich luchamayim ki afilu yosim odem mechem mayim yetzu be'ad hashvarim. There are cracks as well. V'loyim sebechem mayim kein heim haboitchem be'elohim acherim. Afilu Yehu Amrav, even if they have a lot of people, Afilu Yulahem Klezayin, Harehim Kiilu Einam, they don't exist, Vinotzchum Evehem, and the enemy will prevail. Afilu Hu Midukarim, V'chein Digon, V'chein, I don't know what that means, Midukarim, V'chein.
They're food. No matter what they have, once they run out of it,
they're finished. V'chein Digonam. Ufarusham, and there was a horseman.
The Ganam, their food.
Their food, Dagon, what's the next word?
Uperusham,
Yulamara.
Their
horsemen. There will be a curse. Kemosh Amar. Pana el harbe, hinei mat, you turn to what you thought was a lot and it was only a small amount. The omar, the heves, habayis, the nefchasi ba, okay, whatever that means, and I've stumbled upon it.
You know, heves, habayis, I brought it to the house, the nefachti ba, and I blew it over.
So there's nothing left. Yachilu yachzigu kamoi yachzigu means kamoi alpayim bas yachil bas means to hold. Yachil means to contain. This utensil contained the bas. Bas is a measure. It contained alpayim 2,000 measures. Bas of bas yachil 2,000 was yachil means to contain. So the basic Yisrael over here is according to the parish of the Radak. Just he adds something new. The basic, even though I'm not translating the word, is that he's telling us over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains that you have put your confidence in Mitzrayim and in Melech Ashur. Alright, we will stop over here with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Alright, I have two handouts.
Have a good discovery.
He will.
Do you
need a Pesach? Four Shlema. Are you all alone for Pesach?
Just to do it.
Good yom tov to you, Rabbi. I may be leaving 11:30 or something.
Okay. Good yom tov. Well.